There's a new attitude at Hallis Hall these days, and Bears fans are hoping that excitement will build with new general manager Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox and his new coaching staff as they take charge. One thing for sure, our Bear of the Year will play a big role in their game plan. To introduce him, here's our Bears studio host, Chris Bowden, and Bears insider from CSNChicago.com, John Moon Mullen.
Well, a 2014 Bears season that approached with great optimism ended up with an unfortunate shortage of bright spots. But you cannot argue that the player with us tonight was one of those few bright spots, John.
He was, Chris, but Kyle Long was not always a bright spot. Kyle's had a little bit of mixed martial arts training, and in his first training camp, coaches had to remind him not to use his hip check on defensive linemen, because NFL officials, when they see defensive tackles flying through the air, they call holding. Kyle paid attention. He learned well, and he learned fast, going from a college career with five starts at guard to Pro Bowls in his first two Bears seasons.
Yeah, hopefully he won't pull that on us here when he comes and accepts the award. Kyle even provided a feel-good moment off the field, one of several, highlighted by his Twitter response last May to a 9-year-old boy from Huntley who was being taunted and bullied by schoolmates about his weight. Kyle couldn't take the bus ride with this boy named Andrew to school like he wanted to, but he went on his own to spend time with him at a family birthday party.
Yeah, and Kyle was a wonderful resource for a story I did for the Bears on how kids shouldn't specialize in sports. They should be kids. They should grow up. They should do everything. And he was enough of a pitcher in high school to be drafted by none other than the Chicago White Sox. But Kyle was adamant about kids being kids, which I think he still is a little bit. But it's from the heart with this guy.
Let's now learn more about Kyle's excellence on and off the field and his worthiness of our March of Dimes Bear of the Year honor.
I'm so jealous of the talent and the tools that he is gifted with. All the accolades he has gotten, he deserves every bit of them. The great thing about Kyle is he's got tremendous want to. First round pick, brother of Chris Long, son of Howie. He just wants to live up to everything. That's his own personal drive, and that's really incredible to see.
Go all night.
There's no attitude about him. He doesn't walk around with his chest puffed up. He's just a normal, down-to-earth guy who truly cares about other people and wants us to succeed so incredibly badly.
All we have is today and each other. Leave it all on the field.
I can't see any ceiling in him. The more he plays, the more he's going to figure it out, the more he's going to grow. I really think, in all my heart, he could possibly be the best offensive lineman to ever play in the NFL.
Congratulations to our Blue Cross Blue Shield Chicago Bear of the Year, Kyle Long.
There are a lot of people up here, out here. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Moon. I'd like to thank Chicago Bears and all the sports teams here in Chicago, the tremendous people that make this March of Dimes thing happen. We love to raise awareness, get some money raised for a great cause. Obviously, Comcast for having us out here. It's a tremendous honor. You know, I'd like to thank my mom and dad who are watching via I don't know how in Arizona. Love you guys. Thank you for setting a solid foundation, and now I can take the things that these older Chicago athletes have showed us. They've paved the way for the younger guys. So thank you very much for having me. It's a tremendous honor.